Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know, as long I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, Stone. This is Rum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Lum and Abner learned that Squire Skimp's threat to open a competitive theater was not idle talk. He's rented the lodge hall for his theater and also the chairs which the old fellows had planned on using in their picture house. As we're looking on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot 'em Down Sterling Library trying to solve the seating problem. Listen.
We got to have seats of some kind, Abner. We can't expect folks to stand up and watch the show.
Well, we can't afford to buy new ones neither, Lum. Them things runs into awful lot of money.
Oh, no, I don't know what to do.
Me neither.
I never slept a wink all last night worrying about it.
All right, doggies, wait a minute, Lum. Maybe we could get them seats over at the schoolhouse, because they don't run school at night. The scholars just take up books during the daytime.
Yeah, but we'd have to be toting the chairs over to the picture show every night and then back to the schoolhouse every morning.
Oh.
No, that wouldn't do. I thought about getting some rocking chairs and putting them over there, but folks get to rocking, they all wind up down the front row.
Yeah, they can't.
Floor slanting that
way. No, they can't rock on that sliding floor. And I doubt if we could get enough rockers to go in there, too, Lum. That'd take an awful lot of them.
Yeah, them desks, though, wouldn't do at all, Abner. They'd be too little.
Too little?
Why, sure.
Well, maybe we could just let the children set in them littlest ones, put them up on the front row, you know.
No, I don't believe that'd work no how. Couldn't get children to come to a show if they had to sit down at school desks to see it.
No.
And feel like they'd got caught in a trap or something.
Yeah, I reckon they do like to get as far away from them things as they can.
Now, I'm sure that idea ain't going to help us none.
Well, I don't know what we can do then. I thought that you'd done made a deal with Mose Moose to rent them chairs from the lodge hall. You said you did.
Well, I did. I jumped Mose about that this morning, too, but he says Squire called a meeting of the trustees of the lodge yesterday and made them a proposition to rent the chairs and the lodge hall both.
Oh?
See, Squire's one of the high officers in the lodge, and they'll do might not anything he says.
Well, you ought to have got Mose to put that in writing in when you made that deal with him, Lum.
Yeah, I reckon I ought to. Never seemed necessary then, though. Because Squire or nobody else was planning to open up another show then.
No. You know, I wish now we'd thought about renting that lodge hall. That's going to make a dandy place for a show, and we wouldn't have had to remodel that warehouse like we're having to do, Lum. Wouldn't cost us nothing to open up there.
I know it. I just never had no idea they'd rent it, though. They never have let it out for anything like that before.
No, they never. Or at least ways not that I recollect of, eh?
No, I'll tell you one thing. If Squire Skimp thinks he's going to keep us from opening up our picture show just by renting them chairs, he's got another thinker coming, though.
He has, huh?
I'm more determined than ever to make a success out of it now.
All right, Dogie, that's the way I like to hear you talk, Lum. That's the spirit
and
of the show.
I believe we got the jump on Squire, too.
Got the jump on him?
Yeah.
Huh?
We got started before he did.
Oh.
I don't mean started jumping, neither.
Well, I just wondered what you meant. I thought you meant we ought to jump on him. I'm in favor of that, Lum. Give him a whipping. I'll help you do it. Jump on him the first time he comes in here. I'll tell you what, Lum. You get him over here, and I'll get up over the door there, and when he comes in the front door, I'll jump right down straddle of his shoulder.
I ain't talking about that kind of jumping, Abner.
Well, what other kind is it to do?
We got to jump on him. We got started before he did.
Huh?
We got the music all arranged for.
Oh, yeah, we got that, yeah. Grandpappy Spirit and his player piano, we got the music, yeah.
And we've got our moving picture machine all bought and some films to run in it. Cedric's learned how to operate the machine good now. He practices on it half the time.
Yeah. Old Squire's going to find out he's bucking up against the wrong fellas. Yeah, ain't no doubt about that. Special when we jump on him.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he goes bankrupted in a couple of weeks.
Oh, at least there. May not be out of the hospital in that length of time we get done with him. I wish we could open up our picture show tomorrow, though, Lum.
Well, I don't know. Don't see why we can't open by Thursday, anyway.
Thursday?
That is, if we can get some chairs by that time.
Well, let's get some in, Lum.
Well, where?
Well, I don't know, but whatever we do, let's get opened up before Squire Simp does, Lum.
Well, don't worry, we will.
Yeah, got to do it. Got to be.
Yeah, there comes our pioneer player now.
Huh?
Our pioneer player, Grandpap.
Oh, yeah, old Grandpap. Bless his heart. I love that feller as a friend. He is a true friend if ever I seen him.
Yeah, we're lucky to get him.
Oh, yes, we are. We sure are.
Hope he's bought some new rolls of music for his pioneer, like I told him to.
I do, too. Folks is going to get awful tired hearing them two rolls that he's got for it. That Steamboat Bill and Casey Jones ought to have some new ones, yeah.
Well, howdy, Grandpap.
Howdy. Come on in, Grandpap, old boy. Say, did you get some new music?
How's that, Abner?
Lom wants to know if you bought some new music rolls for the player pioneer yet.
Oh, yep. Yeah, I did.
I knowed you would.
Ain't got them yet, but I ordered them.
Well, good for you, Grandpap. What ones did you order?
Oh, I forget just now. Say, fellas, there's something I want to talk to you about. Don't know exactly how to say it, hardly.
Well, just go right ahead, Grandpap. We're your friends. You know that's your true friends, me and Lom.
Yeah, well, did you know that Squire Skimp's putting in a picture show over in the lodge hall?
Oh, yeah, we know that, Grandpap. Don't need to worry about breaking that news to us.
We already know that too good and well.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, now he's going to have music over there, you know.
Oh, yeah, but we beat old Squire to it there. That player pioneer of yours is the only one in town. We've got him there.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure it is.
Of course, now, I understand he's done hired himself a pioneer player.
He has?
For goodness sakes, who'd he get anyways? Why, he got me.
Got you?
Now, don't be too hard on me, fellas. Try to see my side of this whole thing.
Well, if that don't beat anything I ever heard of. I thought you was our friend, Grandpa.
Well, I am your friend, Abner.
It don't sound like it.
Tell you, I hate to quit you fellas the worst way, special since I'm quitting before I even get started. But a feller's got to look out for himself nowadays. I've got to get the best I can for my talents.
Talents?
Yeah.
You call playing a player pioneer talents?
Why, sure. And us fellas with talents ain't good business heads as a rule, and we're always getting underpaid. But Squire said he wouldn't take advantage of me that way. He'll pay me a fair wage.
All right, doggies. I can't get over this, Grandpap.
How much is Squire giving you, Grandpap? $6
a week. Just twice what you fellas offered.
Did he know that you was aiming on furnishing the music for us?
Yeah, he said that was the reason he was paying me such wages as that.
That sounds like him, all right.
Grandpap, supposing we raise them wages a little. Give you a little more than he's offering.
Yeah, say $7.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that, fellas.
$8, $10, Abner.
No, Abner.
$100.
You mean that $100?
Wait a minute here, Abner. Abner never meant that.
Huh?
Now, let's go back to $8.
Yeah, back to $8.
Well, I'd love to take that, Lum, but it's too late. I done signed agreement. A contract to furnish music for Squire for 3 months.
All right, doggies, Grandpappy Spears, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You ornery, low-down varmint.
Abner.
You overhanded snake in the weeds.
Now, wait a minute, Abner Peabody. I ain't taking that kind of talk off of you or nobody else.
Anybody to pull a stunt like
that
you done,
Abner,
you can't say nothing too bad about it.
Abner.
Old varmint.
We can't blame Grandpap for taking a better deal than we give him. That's just human nature.
Yeah, thank you, Lum, for seeing it my way, Just hope you fellas won't hold this again me.
I know one of us that's going to. I ain't saying who it is, but
well,
I know.
I expect I better be going. I want to run over to the place and tell Charity the good news. I'll see you fellas later.
Well, don't hurry back. Hope he never comes back in here. Hate and despise him. All his has.
Well, Abner, you oughtn't have been so hard on Grandpap.
Well, lo me, Lum, there ain't no other player pioneer in town except his'n.
No, I know there ain't, but... It's Squire that's to blame for all this.
I hate him, too.
But we'll put in a picture show just the same. Don't you worry. He can't stop us just by hiring our pioneer player out from under us. Wish Cedric could play the pioneer or something.
Well, he's going to be running the picture show machine, Lum. Can't be up there and down in front playing the pioneer at the same time. Boy, just do one job at a time. Wait a minute. Was that all rain?
It might have been. I'll get it.
Yeah, answer it. That's Grandpappy Spears.
Hello, jot 'em down, store and library. Lum Eddard's talking.
But she's a little older.
Howdy, Eugene.
Beat the daylights out of him.
How you getting along over there?
I know just how strong he is.
Huh?
Take something over and see.
Well, what's the matter?
Something I can lift.
Oh, well, how much is Squire paying you?
Get up over the door and jump on him.
Well, we'll double that. Oh, done signed a contract, huh?
Uh-oh.
Well, now, Eugene, can't we talk this thing over, sort of finish our job for you? Oh, yeah.
Looks like I'm going to have a lot of junk.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sure, I see. All right, then, Eugene.
Flying Abner, that corner.
Yeah, goodbye. Now, Granny, what folks won't do for a few dollars?
Has Eugene Blevins quit us now and signed up with Squire Skimp, too?
Yeah, him and all the other carpenters.
Just what I figured. Dog as him's the only carpenter there is in town, too, Lum. Eugene Blevins and that bunch is every one there is in town.
Yeah, it just looks like there ain't no one thing that Squire won't do.
Snake in me weeds.
Granny, he ain't stopped us yet, though. We'll get that picture show of ours open if we have to finish filming it ourselves.
Aye, doggies, that's a thing to do. Wait a minute. There comes Cedric. He'll help us. Old Cedric, he's a good man with a hammer, too, Lum. You tell him where to nail. He can nail good.
Yeah, that's right. He can help us a whole lot. Well, the three of us get over there and get to working. We can get the thing open by Thursday anyway.
Why, sure we can.
We'll get some chairs or boards or something for him to set on.
Get Elizabeth over there. She can haul the lumber up there for us while we cut it up, saw it, and hammer it on to the places where it ought to be hammered on to. Yeah, come on in here, Cedric. We got something to talk to you about.
First moment. What is, Mr. Abner?
Well, that snake in the weed Squire Skimp has hard our pioneer player, and now he's hard all our carpenters away from us.
Well, what do you know about that?
But that ain't going to stop us, Cedric. We're going to finish the carpenter work ourselves, and we want you to help us.
Oh, yes, Mom. Well, I'd love to do that.
Well,
good for you, Cedric.
I knowed we could depend on old Cedric.
We'll more than likely get started on it right tomorrow.
Yeah, can you make it tomorrow, Cedric?
Yes, Mom.
Well, good for
I'll
you.
I'll have to check first, though, and see if my contract says it's all right for me to do that.
Your contract?
Yes, Mom. I signed a contract to run Mr. Squire's pitcher machine for him.
Huh?
He sure pays good wages, too, don't he, that Mr. Squire?
Poor.